It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, an astrophysicist takes us on a journey through the stars and the mind-blowing discoveries that are changing the way we see the universe.
First, Governor Walker sent a letter this week to the State Department of Transportation instructing the agency to submit their 2017 to 2019 budget proposal without any gas tax increases.
And the governor indicated that the budget would need to be submitted in full by September, which is a change from the normal November deadline.
Sean Johnson joins us now. He's Capital Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, give us an outline of this message that the governor sent in a letter, a public letter, apparently, to the Department of Transportation. What was his message there?
His message, some of it was kind of a repetition of what he said repeatedly, but pretty firmly to his Department of Transportation secretary, and that was, I'm not going to support any kind of tax or fee increases. And also tucked in there was a message that I want you to minimize proposed spending on mega projects in Southeast Wisconsin should be minimized. So not only is the governor saying, I really mean it when I don't want new revenue, he's saying, here is what we are not going to build, essentially, in this public letter to the transportation secretary.
This has been an ongoing story for quite a while now. For the last budget, this was one of the biggest sticking points, how to fund roads. It sounds like the overall story, big picture, Sean, is we've got these plans. We've got these plans to build roads, maintain roads. We don't have enough money to pay for them as scheduled in the budget. And it's, we're not finding new revenue, so we're going to have to make cuts.
I think that's essentially going to be the first act of this multi-act play this time around. I mean, last time, if you look at the way that the budget proceeded, you're right, it was pretty contentious. It was one of those issues that really drug out the budget until almost when the governor was ready to announce for president. I mean, it was one of the last issues on the table last summer, and it proceeded much differently last time. Secretary Gottlieb proposed in that budget a $750 million increase in taxes and fees that was not well received by either the governor or the legislature, essentially, and they really butted heads and ultimately cut way back on the bonding that the governor proposed. This time around, the governor's saying, we're going to start out with these cuts, and essentially that leaves it to people who want to spend more or build more to, you know, go out and make their case.
Now, one maybe small point here, the governor says, hey, Department of Transportation, I want your complete budget when everybody else gives me their complete budgets in September. Usually, for some reason, transportation waits a couple months. What's the significance, if any?
So if there's going to be a public information, I mean, there's a little bit of speculation here, but if there's going to be some kind of a public push to increase spending or to rally a coalition to have more revenues for roads, it gives them a couple more months to kind of develop that push and that lobbying campaign to get lawmakers who stand to lose out on projects on board with maybe spending more. That's one possibility. I think it's also significant that does put it before the election. So that would be essentially what a lot of people are talking about in Assembly and Senate races throughout the state. Hard to say what impact that would have in those races, but that is a big way for the public to weigh in on this issue.
Now, this is the governor's starting bid, in a way, on transportation. That doesn't rule out the possibility that the legislature could come back and say, we're going to find new revenue, or we're going to allow new borrowing, or we're going to restore these construction projects. Would that set up a battle between the legislature and the governor, or would he maybe be okay with them doing the heavy lifting there?
It seems like that battle has already been, those battle lines have been drawn. You know, you've got the governor out there publicly for a while now saying he's still not going to support a gas tax or like a registration fee increase without a corresponding tax cut somewhere else. That's going to be really hard to do given the state of the general fund budget. And you've had Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, out there saying he fundamentally disagrees with the governor when it comes to transportation, because remember, the governor's last budget funded a lot of projects, the proposed budget, but it did it with $1.3 billion in proposed bonding. The legislature ended up scaling that way back, almost $500 million. And so I think next year, in many ways, is just a continuation of that fight that started next year is going to continue the fight that started last year.
Talking to WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about a long-running sticky issue in the Wisconsin budget, how we pay for transportation, road construction, road maintenance. Sean, you mentioned battle lines. Almost always when we talk about any issue in Wisconsin politics, it's Democrats over here and Republicans over there. It's different with transportation, it seems like.
Definitely different. Definitely different. And there's a possibility you could see a kind of coalition form between Republican and Democratic lawmakers if it came to that, because right now you do have, you know, a couple of the state's most prominent Republicans very much at odds on this issue of transportation funding before the session has even begun. You know, we don't even know who's going to be in the legislature next year, and they've already kind of dug in their heels. So it's different right away. You look at that. But then you also look at what some of, you know, what people like the chairman of the Legislature's Budget Committee and the speaker are saying about the need to pay for roads, very similar to what a lot of Democratic lawmakers are saying when it comes to the need to pay for roads. And they're all kind of singing the same tune when it comes to reducing borrowing to pay for roads. You know, I think you'd be hard-pressed to say what the final coalition of votes for or against a transportation budget would look like at this early stage.
Let me put out there a couple of strange bedfellow opportunities here. There could be regional politics, it seems like, if we're talking about cutting southeastern Wisconsin projects. You mentioned this to me earlier. You've got Republican suburban county lawmakers maybe working with Milwaukee Democratic lawmakers, parties that don't usually cooperate very well.
It seems like there's a potential for that. I mean, the governor made a point of putting a line in this this two-page letter about, you know, prioritizing the Southeast Wisconsin mega projects should be limited, should be minimized, was his word. Where does the bulk of our legislature come from these days in Wisconsin under this legislative map under Republican control? It's dominated in Southeast Wisconsin, which stands to lose out on some of these projects. So that's an attention getting line for those legislators. And it really kind of puts it all on the table for them. If they don't want to raise revenues, that's what's going to, you know, be cut.
And the governor mentioned, and you mentioned this a few moments ago, wanting to prioritize. And he said something like, we should build the roads we need, not necessarily the ones we want. We've heard similar things from environmental activist groups in the state. The Public Interest Research Group, Wisberg, was one that's been on the show, making a really similar case, I think.
Yeah, that's another one where you have very strange bedfellows between fiscal conservatives. Last year was Senate Republicans who didn't want to borrow anymore. And they were saying almost the exact same lines that you've heard from Wisberg or Thousand Friends of Wisconsin, groups that feel like we're building too many roads. These two groups agree on basically nothing, except when it comes to transportation funding, they seem to see eye to eye, maybe for different reasons, but they kind of both feel that we borrow too much and we spend too much on highways.
And how about local governments? The governor made a point of saying we want to prioritize local road building, and there's been talk that we've got kind of a backlog there. Do you think that's something that will bring people into the coalition to support what the governor is saying?
It's hard to say until you see what is ultimately out there. I think he called for an increase in funding that goes toward road safety. You could do that and not break the bank just because, that portion of the budget's going to be a lot smaller than, you know, these mega projects that cost hundreds of millions of dollars. So I think with that one, wait and see what's out there in terms of the actual dollar figure that they're talking about.
So this will be out a little earlier than usual, a couple months. Is that going to give more room for public input, maybe? Maybe the public weighs in during the elections? You mentioned this would be coming in before the election. And, of course, the lobbyist.
Yeah, I think the lobbyist is, you can't undersell that part of it. They're going to have more time to basically develop their strategy, to target their lawmakers, to try to form this coalition of votes to go against the governor, basically, if they want to do that. If what he comes out is not acceptable to them, this gives them a couple more months, which can mean a lot, you know, in the legislature, given that the budget process, once they come into session next year, the new legislature, budget process gets started pretty quickly.
There's a lot of variables here, of course. So we don't know who's going to be in the legislature, as you mentioned. We don't know what the final form of this. Can we predict that this is going to be one of the bigger budget, more complicated budget items we're going to see next year?
I think this, you know, people have been saying for a number of years that this transportation funding issue is really coming to a head. And at some point, man, we're going to have to deal with this. It's really getting bad out there. But really, it is really getting bad out there. I mean, we've gotten to a point where debt service is going to take 21 cents of every transportation dollar is going to go toward paying off old debt. So, you know, that's a lot of every dollar that we spend on transportation. More than a fifth of it's going toward debt. That's getting at people's attention because that's a trend that's it's not reversing. It's climbing. It's at its highest level ever. And so this may be the session when they actually do something about it.
Sean, we'll watch and see. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, Capital Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio. He joined us to talk about the latest on transportation funding here in the state.